USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Flight delays are wreaking havoc on holiday travel. According to FlightAware, nearly 16,000 flights have been delayed or canceled so far this holiday weekend. That includes nearly 2,400 on Sunday alone. The TSA says nearly 2.5 million people passed through airport checkpoints on Friday at the start of the busy 4th of July travel period. This TSA spokesman telling ABC's Good Morning America, it's all hands on deck.
We always wish we had more staff, but we have enough staffing for this weekend. We also have about 1,000 officers in TSA that have volunteered to go on a temporary basis to help other airports.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the Remain in Mexico policy will be sticking around for at least the next few weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Mississippi's Attorney General is working to certify the state's trigger law that would ban most abortions. The state's only abortion clinic is challenging the trigger law. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves shares his outlook on the challenge to the trigger law.
We are expecting a hearing sometime early this week on that particular case. But yes, I do expect for the state's law to be upheld in the state court, and I do expect our trigger law to go into effect.
Police in Denmark say a suspect is in custody after a deadly shooting at a mall in Copenhagen. According to a spokesman from Denmark's largest hospital, several people are dead and at least 3 people have been hospitalized. The suspect is described as a 22-year-old Danish man. Police are not ruling out terrorism as a potential motive. An investigation is ongoing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
According to the AAA station survey, the price for a gallon of regular gasoline is $4.81 a gallon. That's $1.68 higher than it was a year ago. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem joined CNN and says we can blame President Joe Biden and his energy policies for the high gas prices.
I think the lot of energy policies should be addressed. A lot of them with opening up American energy supply again. I wish he wouldn't have canceled the Keystone Pipeline. I wish he wouldn't have stopped drilling on federal lands. I wish he wouldn't hit so many of our energy industry partners with regulations and fines and penalties. He's made us much more dependent on our enemies, on foreign soil. So when we get these American first energy supplies back online and we start depending on ourselves and become independent, it certainly will be a better day for South Dakota.
The woman accused in the shooting death of professional cyclist Maura Wilson is back in Texas. The U.S. Marshals Service saying Caitlin Armstrong was returned to the United States following her arrest in Costa Rica. Authorities say Armstrong used a fake passport to board a United Airlines flight to Costa Rica back on May 18th, just days after Wilson was shot to death. Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.